The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Kazdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you too can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. I hope you're having a really great day today. I know I am. I'm so excited about our guest today. She is a dear friend of mine, and we reconnected after having been separated, I think, because of the last couple of years have been a little crazy. But Caitlin Rizza is just a high vibe energy healer, motivational speaker, certified Intensati leader. Did I say that right?
Intensati
leader, creative soul aligned Reiki, published poet. I didn't know that. And a spiritual wellness coach who empowers kids and adults get back into alignment, step into their power, and create a life of balance, prosperity, and joy. Using a unique combination of energy healing and just her soul, I mean, I'm telling you, she is so unique, and her science-backed approach and intentional movement, she can help you in embody positivity, become a conscious co-creator of your reality, and go from warrior to warrior. And as a mom of three, yes, she has three beautiful, strong-willed girls, Caitlin knows the value and importance of finding balance, taking charge of your emotions, and protecting your energy to shift from striving to surviving to thriving. Oh my God, I love this. So stealing some of it. No, I'm only kidding.
Go for it.
How are you?
I'm so well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. You look so sparkly and happy and shiny and smiley.
Thank you.
What's been going on, my girl? I love love what you do. Your Soul Aligned Warrior is such a great company. Tell us a little bit about what your journey was to get to here, because I know you have a beautiful one.
Oh yeah, there's always a story, you know. Yeah. And I've got quite a story. So when I was younger, I started off, this all really starts when I was about 13 years old. My family had a series of unfortunate incidences, and we ended up losing our house. So I started in, from leaving my school that I was in, my comfort zone, my safe space,
sure,
and moving into a big space of uncertainty. And it really affected the way that I viewed the world. I didn't feel like I was in control or in charge of anything that was
sure
going on, you
sure
know? And it was at a specific point in my life where everything was changing as it was, and my body, my hormones and all that. So feeling just completely out of control and somewhat out of touch, I lost my friendships. I wasn't connected with my friends anymore, and I didn't know where to go or what to do. So I've leveraged that, and I've turned that into something to drive me to help to create this space for people to feel empowered, to feel like they can take charge of their life.
Because you didn't feel in charge and you took charge of your life. So that I always refer to as a pivotal point in your life where mm-hmm you have a pivot choice. You have some tragedy, some challenges, some overwhelming challenges. Sometimes there are small challenges. In this case, it was overwhelming probably with all the changes going on in your life, in your body, in your everything, probably in your mind too, because I remember those days. And you had an option. You had a choice to either stay where you were or make a change and take it as an opportunity. You chose to take it as an opportunity. Why?
Well, because you know what? I was in such a dark space that I didn't want to even go on anymore. And I realized I'm going to have to go on. And so I might as well try to make the best of what I've got.
And how horrible would it have been for us not to have you in this world if you had chosen not to go on, right?
Seriously.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful gift to have that perspective. And that's the way that I look at it now, is that I was blessed with the opportunity to gain perspective.
Yes, opportunity.
Yes.
Yes.
And honestly, that's the biggest thing for me, yeah, is taking the situations that we're put in and seeking the opportunity in it. And, you know, it's finding the silver lining in every cloud and not trying to be like toxic positivity, but for all intents and purposes, everything happens, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Oh, without a doubt. No doubt at all. And I like to refer to it as changing our lens. Yes. We have an opportunity. We could sit there and be wallowing, and that's okay if that's what you choose. You could be stuck. That's okay if that's what you choose. Maybe that's what you need at that particular time. But when you choose to change your lens and find the joy, find the positivity, find something joyous in what's happening. And most of the time, it's a lesson. It's an opportunity for you to learn a lesson about yourself. It's an opportunity to challenge yourself and to get out of your comfort zone. And my our listeners here know that I feel more comfortable being uncomfortable than I do being comfortable. And it's great because I know I'm learning. I know I'm growing. I know I'm having
growth.
You know,
That's the thing. Like in the discomfort is where we find growth. Yeah. And you know, a flower doesn't bloom. Just on the ground, it blooms under the ground in the dirt, and it has to push its way through.
Yes,
I know. I love the language that you use also because it's the same. Yes. I love the idea of changing the lens because that's really what it is. We're finding a way to see the good, see the positive, see the opportunity in what we're in. And you know, what you focus on expands. So if you're focusing on all the bad things that are happening, you can turn around and look around and find all of the bad things. But when you find something good, when you find a piece or a bit of light in the darkness, and you focus on that light, it'll start to grow brighter and brighter and brighter.
Yes, yes. And you're actually drawn to it
like a moth to a flame.
Yes. See, I told you, it's sister. But that push through the ground, push through the dirt to come up. Look at how beautiful it goes into it really as a flower, and then it blossoms. And that's what happens to us when we push through our challenges and we grow, we blossom, and we're better for it. And we look back, and even though we don't enjoy the challenges sometimes and we don't enjoy the struggle sometimes, on the other side, looking back, I'm so grateful for some of these challenges that I had. It's like, okay, all right, so I learned from it. And that's the takeaway for me is, are you learning from it? Because if you're not, it's going to repeat.
Absolutely. And it's going to hit harder the next time around.
Oh.
It's not going to be just like a little like, oh, you didn't learn it. Here's another little. It's going to go every time. It gets harder and harder until you're hit so hard that you're like, okay, message received.
Yes. I actually wrote that in my book that I was, I got the nudges. I got the whispers. I got the little, then all of a sudden I got like the tap on the shoulder, and then I got the punch in the shoulder. And then basically I got punched in the face and run over by a truck and then backed up over by the truck. And then I got it. It took me a while, but I never want to have to wait that long to notice what message is being sent to me. So I try to get it at the whispers and the nudges. It's less painful.
Yeah.
And it's easier to pivot. So it's like the car at the top of a hill. If the car starts rolling and starts rolling down the hill, it's gaining momentum, right?
Yeah.
And as it gains momentum, how easy would it be to stop? It's going to get harder as it gains that momentum. So if we can stop it at the top of the hill, we have a better chance.
Absolutely.
Better chance at stopping it and changing and shifting and moving into a different direction. So you know that I'm a success coach. Thanks. You're a spiritual wellness coach. So tell us, what is a spiritual wellness coach other than fabulous?
Well, it's funny because using your metaphor, it's finding the parking brake and pulling it up before we head all the way downhill. And it's finding a way to shift and pivot and turn the wheel so that we can head on path that we feel that we are in control of and charge of. That's basically what I do, is I guide people in finding a holistic approach to creating a better life for themselves.
Let me stop you right there, because you use a term I use, but I want to make sure my listeners understand, our listeners understand. Holistic.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that. It's the whole, everything about you, not one room in the house. It's the whole house, right?
Whole house.
Whole person.
Mind, body, spirit. Everything that, it puts everything together in one. We are moving our bodies. We are moving our minds. We are moving our energy. You know, we have these energy systems within our bodies, ancient technology, acupuncture, massage, Reiki.
Cupping.
I do Reiki.
You do Reiki, yes.
I do Reiki.
Yes.
And so all of these energy systems, they are working with this vital life force that moves through us and animates us. There's a difference between someone who is alive and not alive. The bodies are there, but there's an animation that creates us and makes us who we are.
Which I refer to as a vibration.
The vibration, exactly. Yeah. And yeah. It's measurable. These are frequencies that are measurable.
Yes.
So we take an approach where we incorporate mindset, we incorporate movement, incorporate energy, and we put it all together to just create our best lives.
Because and empower them.
Empowering. It's a buzzword nowadays, but it really is. When
it's so overworked. It's so overused, but it really is the accurate word to feel empowered is that you have the tools. Mm-hmm. And as coaches, we really want to empower you. We want to give you the tools you need in order to do it when we're not there.
That's it. I just came from a meeting with a coaching client, and I was, she's a new client. Awesome, wonderful person. But a basis of the first meeting is basically saying, look, you have a toolbox. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through the tools, see what you got, see what things you know. Because, sometimes you got the tools in there, you're like, you don't even know what they're for. We're going to identify them and we're going to add to that toolbox so that you can use these tools when I'm not around. The whole purpose is, honestly, I love you, but I don't want to be your coach forever.
No.
I'm trying to empower you to have the tools to dip into your toolbox and be like, okay, this is what I need.
Yes.
And it starts, honestly, with conversation beforehand, before we even meet for a session.
Yes.
And it's funny because as I was speaking with her, she was like, I also do circles. I do moon circles and Reiki circles. And she came to a circle and I taught her a little bit about working with our energy centers. Also, sometimes they're referred to as chakras. And she identified for one of her sisters something that was going on because of something that I said. And I'm like, you see that? You are already taking the tools and implementing them in your own life and sharing them with others.
Yes.
And that's what it's about. The impact, creating impact.
And that's how it spreads, it expands, because now we're paying it forward and helping other people. And that she's seeing it, you taught her well, my girl, you taught her well. Now we're both co-creators. We surround ourselves with co-creators. I know we'll be doing some things in the future together. So help us understand, what's it like being a conscious co-creator?
Well, you know what? Most of our thoughts, I think it's like 90% of our thoughts are on autopilot.
Yeah.
The 90% of the things that we do on a daily basis is just going through the motions. And so when you become a conscious co-creator, you are stepping into your power, but you're also stepping into a place where you're being mindful of your mindset. You are saying, okay, I'm not going to just go through the motions. You are turning off autopilot. You're taking the wheel, and you're the one, again, back to the metaphor, you're the one steering the car.
Yeah.
You're not putting it on cruise control for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
And when you become a conscious co-creator, you become more aware of the things going on around
you. Which allows you to feel more in control.
Exactly. In control.
Because you actually are.
Because we are in control.
Yes.
We have the power.
Of ourselves.
Yes.
Of ourselves. And this is the difference.
Yes.
Is our society looks outward. I say look inward. All of our success codes are right in here. All we have to do is look inward. And then if we want to see the change, we have to be the change we want to see. And that's by looking inward and learning how to embrace these energies that we have and embrace the power that we have and be who we are genuine. That's what we really mean when we've overused the word being genuine. It's really being who we're meant to be, not trying to be what other people want us to be. I did that.
Yes.
I lost myself, found myself. Will never allow someone to do that or anyone to do that. But I allowed it.
Yeah.
I allowed it.
That's the journey.
I allowed it.
And sometimes, like we just said,
I don't like it.
But sometimes you need to lose yourself in order to find your true self and be who you are and who you're meant to be. You can step into your power.
Yeah.
And
it was so confusing for such a long time because I was like, where is she? I know this 18-year-old powerhouse who's unstoppable, who nothing was a challenge. It would be a challenge, but I take it straight on. And I was like, I want her back. I like her.
Yeah.
This one, not so much. And so now since, for the last 10 years, I've been back in embracing who I am and just being me, good, bad, ugly. Because we all have good, we all have bad, we all have ugly.
Absolutely.
And it's okay. It's okay. But we surround ourselves with raving fans.
Yeah.
not because we want to hear what we want to hear, because my raving fans are unbelievably honest, and that's what I want. I want to hear that. If I want to hear something to be said to me that I want to hear, I could look in a mirror and do that. I don't need somebody else to tell me, right?
That's amazing. Yeah. Yes.
But I really want to hear, you know, do these pants look nice on you? And, you know, my people, they will tell you, yeah, not so much.
Right. Well, I actually take that. I have a phrase for that approach, and I call it the Buffalo method. So let me tell you, I know. Let me tell you a little bit about that very quickly. The Buffalo method is, so in Colorado, there's an area of Colorado where the buffalo and the cows grange together. And, you know, there's these mountainous range that's, you know, next to them.
Sounds
and
gorgeous.
You can, I know, a place where we all want to live. So as a storm's coming, you can see the storms rolling in over the mountains. The cows see the storm and they go, oh my God, there's a storm coming. And they turn and they run. And as they're running from the storm, what happens inevitably, just like it happens for all of us, is the storm catches up. And they end up running with the storm. The storm stays over them for longer because instead of facing their fears and doing what they need to do, they are running with it. And as the storm is moving, they're moving too. So it's taking them longer to get through it. But the buffalo see the storm and they turn and they run towards it because they know they've learned. They've seen the patterns, which is another thing when it comes to spiritual wellness coaching, which recognizing the patterns.
It's patterns. Look for patterns.
Absolutely. So they recognize the patterns and they turn and they run towards the storm towards the difficulty, towards the thing that's hard. Because if you face it head on, you're going to run through it. Oh, it's going to pass over you. You're going to run through it and it's going to be done in a snap.
Yeah. And the funny thing is we, you know, and I used to do this is it used to take me, like I would freak out about something. And I was like, all right, I have this challenge. I don't know what to do. So I would like put myself through torture for weeks. And then I just decided, you know what? The answer is going to be the same if I do it today or if I do it from 6 weeks from now. The answer is not going to change. Nothing is going to change in between there to change how that person or that situation is going to happen right now, based on the circumstances right now. So now I just head on. I just do it. I rip off the bandaid. I go right towards it. Boom. I literally went and I have clients like this. They'll procrastinate. I was procrastinating on doing something and I had to make this phone call and I was doing anything but what I was supposed to do. And finally, I was just like, get your butt up there and make the phone call. And I made the phone call and I was waiting for this really bad answer. And they were like, oh yeah, no problem. Now I just put myself through all this for no reason.
The thing. And we avoid and we become afraid and we create this anxiety. And that's why I said
going bigger.
Yeah. We go from worrier to warrior because we are becoming so scared and nervous of what could potentially happen that our brain doesn't tell the difference between an actual event that's occurring and us creating it in our brains.
And thinking it that way sometimes causes it because the thoughts we think becomes our reality.
That's what expands. Exactly. Yeah. So we are actually creating a much more, many of us very frequently are creating a much more difficult time,
because
situation.
We're thinking catastrophically as opposed to anastrophically, which is positively.
Yes. Yeah. We are thinking of the worst case scenario and trying to see if we can control it and find all the ways to go around it. But in reality, we all are really to some extent, but that's why we need a coach is because they can help us to say, hey, well, let's just see what happens if we do this and let's take it one step at a time.
And that's what makes a good coach is we've been there. We've done that. Mm-hmm. We got the t-shirts and we understand where you are. So that relatability, and I know you have a coach. Yeah. I know I have a coach and our listeners hear me say this repeatedly is if you're going to get a coach, and I hope you do get a coach, make sure your coach has a coach because you want your coach to be coachable because they need to go someplace as well. If we know everything, it's like warning, Dr. Smith, for those people who get that. So I want to just shift really quickly. When we come back, I really want to talk about your Reiki healing and what is Intensati?
Yes.
Did I say it right that
you
time?
You did.
Awesome. Nailed Quick it. Definition of Intensati.
Intensati is a cardio workout program that actually incorporates movement, intentional movement, with spoken word affirmations, and then a cool down of mindfulness where we go inward. It's all about setting an intention before we start moving our body so we can move our energy, because emotion is just energy in motion.
Yes.
So we take charge, we move our energy, and we're able to shift our minds, and it can create such a beautiful impact on your life overall, in addition to your body, your mind, body, and soul.
Wow, that's really interesting. I'm a certified Kundalini meditator.
I do Kundalini too, yeah. Baby. Yes.
And well, I fell in love with it, so I ended up getting certified by a yogi over in India. And
I'm working with one too. Yes.
Yes, girl.
It's so many similarities,
yes,
between us.
I'm telling you.
I know.
Sister.
Sister.
So that movement to me, because you know, quick story. When I was 18, I wanted to learn how to do meditation, and I was reading this book, and they said, you know, picture a white piece of paper. And I'm like, I am. And all these voices in my head were doing all kinds of things. It's a carnival up here. So it was having a field day, and it was like really noisy, and I couldn't get that clear. And I was like, apparently I can't meditate. P.S. moving forward with Kundalini, to me, the Sanskrits, the words that you say, the actions that you do, the yoga movements that you do, if you get really technical, I do small movement with new people, but that helps us focus and shut the craziness down, shut all the noise
Absolutely.
Down, and learn how to say not now, not now. I love that. So this movement is really interesting. I must come to a class, my girl. Let me know.
We've got to hook up.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back. Talk more with Soul Alignment Warrior, my friend, Caitlin Rizza. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne. If you'd like to be a guest or lift up your business, product, or nonprofit, please reach out to us. We would love to have you on and help you elevate and get your message out there. Also, if you have a question or comment, you know, we love to hear from you. We answer every email that we receive. HealthyLifestyleWithLA@gmail.com. That email again, slowly so you could write it down, is HealthyLifestyleWithLA@gmail.com. And of course, you can follow us on social media, or you can go to ldcstrategies.com and check it out, see what I do, and join us on a couple of adventures. That we would love that. So we're here having a great conversation with Caitlin Rizza. She is from Soul Aligned Warrior, unbelievable a Reiki healer, a motivational speaker, certified in everything like me.
yeah.
I can't believe how in alignment we are. And I was so great that we got connected again at our good friend Danielle Phipps's headquarters 57.
Beautiful.
Getting our hair done, looking gorgeous, and checking out. And we were just having a hug fest that day.
I know.
I'm so glad we reconnected.
So am I. Everything, yeah. Like we said before, everything happens for a reason. It was meant to be.
Absolutely meant to be. So we were talking about conscious co-creation, and I know you're a Reiki healer. For those who don't know what Reiki is, help them understand what Reiki healing is about.
Oh, so Reiki healing, Reiki energy is a divine source energy that we all have within us. And it's, I think of it like the energy that's moving through us. And basically I have the map. I have the map to the well of that energy. So
cool.
I'm able to tap into it and help to direct it. And, you know, I'm almost like a funnel, and I can funnel that energy through me to you to help to heal blockages, to help to heal traumas that are stuck in the body. Because when we have an emotion, if it's not released, then it gets stuck in the body. It
cellularly.
Cellular, exactly, yeah. At the cellular level. And that's what this healing is. It's quantum healing. It's healing that happens at the cellular level. Yeah. It's not, and I'm not doing it. I'm just transferring it. You're the one that's drawing in the healing. Your body heals itself always.
Yeah.
You, even if you take a prescription, the prescription's not healing you. It's helping your body to heal itself.
Yes.
So
yes. And in some cases, it's masking it.
Right.
So
yeah. Oh, it depends on what you're doing.
It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah.
So that's why I found Eastern medicine, mm-hmm. which is Asian medicine, Oriental medicine.
It's ancient. It's ancient technology. Yeah. This is stuff that's really important and has been studied for so long.
Yes, it's centuries.
Seriously.
Centuries. And the really cool thing is, so we're, especially in America, we're obsessed with the scientific background mm-hmm. and stuff like that, which I totally get.
Me too.
And now they're really getting the science behind all this, what we used to be referred to as woo-woo.
Woo-woo, yeah.
Holy moly. So we would get all this, but we have scientific backing mm-hmm. to it. But it's been working for centuries, and our bodies are magical. And we really do have a lot more control over it. That's why we need to take care of it. That's why it matters what products we put in it and on it. That's why it matters how we treat ourselves. That's Absolutely. Why it matters what we say to ourselves and what we think to ourselves and our mindset and things like that. And as a spiritual wellness coach, you get that. And you just look at someone holistically. It's so funny. I used to call myself a life and business transformational success coach. And I was like, well, that's kind of redundant because you can't separate life and business.
Absolutely.
You know, I work more on the business side than I do on the life side, but I do both because you can't separate it. So I'll start with someone about their business mm-hmm. and then suddenly we're talking about their kids. And I'm like, yeah, okay. And send them to you sometimes when they need that blockage broken, you know, or transmuted.
Right. Because these are the things that hold us back from reaching our true potential.
Yes.
You know, and you know, we're talking about burying the seed before. A flower doesn't grow or a tree doesn't grow based on what everyone else is doing around it. It's focused on itself.
Yeah.
It's focused on, you know, grabbing in the nutrients and taking in the things that are best for it. It's not like, oh, like, well, that flower has already bloomed and I'm
not going to bloom now.
Yeah. Or it's a bigger flower. It just is. And it's beautiful just as it is. And that's what each of us are.
Caitlin, that's so selfish. Why would we be thinking of ourselves?
Oh, so amazing that you just said that too, because I'm
so obnoxious today.
No, you're not at all. You know why?
But no, seriously, that's what a lot of people say.
They say that. And the thing is, maybe let's lean in on the selfish, because that's actually important for us to be selfish. There's a wonderful woman that I work with, that's hosting a conference in Philadelphia called Selfish Philly. And the whole idea of it is it's like a self-care summit that you go in and it's to pour back in. Now, I'm sure that you've heard before the metaphor of you have to fill your cup so you can fill others. And I don't buy into that, because the idea of it is you fill your cup and then you pour out into other people. And I think that that's counterproductive.
What's your philosophy?
So my philosophy is it could be champagne, it could be whatever, but I like to think of it as a champagne tower. You are the top glass of that champagne tower. Yes. You've got to pour into your glass. You've got to let that glass overflow.
Yes.
And the glasses that are under you are supporting you,
yes,
but you're also supporting them and nourishing them. Yes. By pouring into yourself, there's so much flowing out that you're able to fill their cups also while you're staying full.
Yeah.
It should never come out from you. It should all be going into you so that you have so much that it oozes out of
you.
And
we're so much better when we take care of ourselves. We're so much better receiving things from other people and handling things with other people and helping the people around us, the humans around us. That's why when I talk to someone, coach someone, or myself feeling down, feeling depressed or anything like that, I always say, go help somebody else. Right now, go help somebody
else.
Because I know it's an outpouring, but what it does is it gets us outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. Because right now, we're now closed in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
We need to reach out. And when we're helping someone else, the gratitude comes in. And now we're like, okay, it's not so bad.
It does. And it pushes out. When the gratitude is poured in like that, the shame just kind of falls out.
Yeah.
The guilt and the shame, because...
Well, guilt and shame is self-imposed.
It is. And it's something that we hold, and it gets stored in the body.
Again, taught. We're taught guilt and shame.
We are.
We're taught the word selfish, because we really need to. You ever see, you know, little babies stand up and then fall down and go, that's it. Oh, Johnny saw me fall. I'm never walking again.
No, exactly.
They get up. They get cranky. Sometimes they get hurt. They need our help, but they keep going on until they get it done because they're not thinking about those things because they haven't been taught that yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. So as humans, we need to really embody who we are and just love who we are. That negative self-talk, man, I couldn't have said worse things to myself. Nobody could say worse things to me than I used to say to myself, right?
Absolutely. I'm sure you did. Oh, same.
And now it's nothing like that. When I find myself doing it, and on occasion you do, it's like, oh, that was, you know, stupid or silly. Oh, wait, no. Where's the learning? What am I supposed to learn here? And I'm doing the best I can. Listen, I'm taking the situation as it is. And then you start laughing. I laugh at myself. I know we do this ourselves. Yeah. We laugh at ourselves so much. It's just so funny. On a daily basis, I'm like, okay, that's a Lorianne. Let me go do this.
Well, you know what, too? I think it's important to honor whatever that comes up, whatever you're feeling, whatever's happening. It's important to honor that. And like, if you're feeling angry, don't be like, oh, well, I'm not trying to be angry. So like I said, I'm not about the toxic.
Not apologetic.
Right. I'm not about the toxic positivity where it's like everything has to be great all the time. I get angry. I'm imperfect. I'm a person that feels all of the feelings. Everything
but
on the spectrum.
If you didn't feel the bad feelings, the good feelings wouldn't be so good.
It's the theory of relativity. Yeah. There is no, everything is relative.
Yes.
So if you don't have the bad, you don't know the good. If it never, ever rained, then the sun would be annoying.
And boring.
Exactly.
And yet it's gorgeous seeing that it has rained like consistently for the last couple of weeks.
I know.
And I'm grateful because we're going to have
beautiful
flowers.
I'm a person that loves the rain. I know. I love the rain.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The smell of the rain, right?
Me too. Yeah. It just gives me, it's like, it's so refreshing. And I think that it's, so many people dislike it. And it's always just like, wow, that I like to go against the grain a little bit. And I just feel like it's cleansing.
Yeah.
It is such a cleansing experience.
That's not going against the grain. It's giving us a different lens.
A different lens. Absolutely.
Different lens.
Think of it. And I like to, you walk outside in the rain, you let the rain fall down on you. It cleanses. And, you know, cleansing your energy is an important thing. It's an important part of all of this.
Speaking of energy, soul aligned Reiki, how is that different from traditional Reiki healing? Because I know there's a difference.
There is. Yeah. So, you know, traditional Reiki healing is, it's very straightforward. It's the transference of this energy, of this divine energy source, usually through the hands. I incorporate many different modalities. I love sound healing.
No, me too.
I'm all about it. So I bring sound bowls into it. I bring
I have four of the seven.
Oh, I actually have five of the seven right now. Listen, I'll be honest. Some of them have broken, not by me. People in my space, touching my stuff, clinked two of them together and they cracked. So I had to bury them and give them back to the earth and thank them for how they've served me. And I'm open to receiving the new ones.
Yes,
but I incorporate sound healing. I incorporate crystals and guided meditation. And I also help to really, it's deep and powerful to the extent where people have such powerful shifts that there are times when I have to be in touch with them afterwards. Be like, don't go to the hospital. Everything's okay.
Yeah. Well, because the shifts are real and they're huge.
And not everyone knows and not everyone's ready for that. Yeah. And that's why it's important to be connected. There's, you know, the messages, there's the guiding and the healing that comes through with it. I also give some coaching in with it too, because you need to have the tools.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt. So how long is a session and how can somebody reach out to you?
Thanks for asking. So sessions, I do 60 and 90 minute sessions. You can find me on my website at soulalignedwarrior.com, soulalignedwarrior on Instagram and, you know, all of the social media.
And I'll have all that information associated with this radio show. So.
Yeah. I also have a link tree, which sometimes is a little bit easier for people. It's like linktr.ee. And guess what? /soulalignedwarrior. Very, very consistent with the branding.
That's good. That makes me happy. Now I don't have to slap you now.
Right.
Because you know how I feel about, you know, really strong foundational building.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love that. And if it's your first time doing healing, what do you suggest? 60, 90?
Oh, I'd say
because it's exhausting.
Honestly, the first session's usually longer. Even if we try a 60, there's a lot of communication that happens before and after a session.
Which is very different about you than other healers.
Yeah.
Is that you really, you give full service. And I don't mean, it sounds like I'm sucking up
Thank
to you. I'm
you.
Not.
I love you.
But it's so true though. It's so, so very different is that you do different modalities based on what your client needs, who's in the room with you, and you feel that to your depths.
Oh yeah. I'm an empath. I can feel the energy. There's times where I'm literally doing things and I'm like, my back is hurting. And I have to say, this isn't me. This is me feeling that energy. We're in each other's energy, and I can feel that and help to create that shift.
Yep.
And you know, it helps me to identify things
and
sometimes.
And the coolest thing about us being empaths, because I am one too.
Everybody
is an empath at a certain level.
Yes,
we've just worked on being empaths, and we've recognized it. I mean, it used to kill me because I would feel these feelings and don't know why, because I was perfectly happy the minute before, but all of a sudden I was like feeling somebody else's situation. So that darkness and how I explain empathic is, and everybody's felt it. Have you ever been in a room and somebody walks in and suddenly the energy gets sucked out of that room?
I say the same thing.
That's you being empathic and going, what the heck? Because there's a shift in energy, an obvious shift in energy. And then all of a sudden you're feeling icky and you just want to get out of that room.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I say the same thing. Anytime people are like, well, what's this? And I'm like, you've felt it before. You've walked in a room and you've been like, or even just, you're not even in the room. You walk in and you're like, what is happening here? There's something. Yeah. You can sense it.
When I was looking for my house years and years and years ago, I'll never forget. I walked up to this one door and I went, nope. And I wouldn't even walk in. The real estate person said, don't you want to go in? And I'm like, no,
don't have to.
Nope, don't have to. It was like black, 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 black. It was just, it felt like a big blackness and it was heavy.
Heavy.
And
I knew you were going to say heavy.
It was just really rough. And I was like, no, I'm not going in there. That's nope. You can go in, but I'm not.
It's not even worth my time. Exactly.
Right. Exactly. Because I know it's not going to be good. Can someone cleanse their own energy?
Absolutely.
How do they do that?
There's so many different ways. So
they come see you and you teach them.
Come see me. I could teach you. Absolutely. There's also, you know, all different approaches to it. Yeah. Like I said, I do sound. I use sound to help cleanse your energy. And many people are familiar with that. If you've ever turned on the radio, you've heard a song come on, it can help to shift your energy. You're trying to get pumped up and motivated. What do people do? What do athletes do when they're trying to get motivated? There's music playing.
And they have them on their headsets and stuff like that. Also, little hints, if you want to hear from the universe, when you turn on your radio, listen to what the song happens to be that's on. It's usually an indicator of some message that you're
What's
supposed to
What's going on?
Yeah. Right? Don't you find that?
1,000%. Yeah. And I also talk about people with that. I feel like just so many things we are so connected with. But whenever people are talking about intuition, they're like, I don't know if I have any intuition. I'm like, have you ever had a song in your head and then you turn it on and it's on the radio?
Yeah.
That is an indicator of you being connected, your intuition, your that greater connection and that knowing that just happens.
How about ever think of someone, all of a sudden you get this like thought of someone you haven't thought of in a long time, and all of a sudden the phone rings or they text you and you're like, what the heck? Intuition. That's where we're all connected. We're all connected. Everything is vibrational around us. The walls, the floors, the trees, the plants, us, we're all vibrating. It depends on where we're vibrating at. That's why, you know, some of us are a little bit more awake. Mm-hmm. And so we vibrate a little bit higher and faster and we talk faster too, as you can see.
Oh yeah. I know. I'm like, I'm going to talk slower. No chance of that happening.
Oh, please.
But it's actually, there's laws of physics that come behind this, the law of resonance, the law of entrainment. You know, there's been evidence, there's been research. That's why I say a science-backed approach, because there is evidence that shows that these things are real and measurable. We've all had those people that you're around, that when you're around them, you just feel good. You feel better. All of this just by being in their energy.
That's what happened.
I know for us.
We were like, it was a number of years that we hadn't seen each other.
Like 3 years easily.
And I was just like, boom. It was like instantaneous again. And I was like, oh yes, we're supposed to be together. We
Absolutely.
Were supposed to, like, what were the odds that we were there on that day where
at
we saw
time.
Each other at that time? It was so meant to be. And it was just like, yes.
Literally my first time going there. Mm-hmm. It was just, everything about it was such, so kismet.
My
so
appointment
meant to be.
Had to be shifted.
How amazing is that?
I mean,
I think I came like a little late or something too. Like, I don't know. There was something there. It was just The stars aligned and the universe made sure that we were there together at the same time.
And getting washed in the sink at the same time where we were chatting with each other.
I know.
It was so funny. It's so funny. But I'm so glad that you're back.
Thank you.
And that we'll be able to work with each other
and
work together with our clients and things like that. Again, soulalignedwarrior.com. All the information will be associated with the show. So just really click on it and reach out to Caitlin because seriously, if you've never had an experience having Reiki and having that energy moved, it's very different. It's not invasive whatsoever. And the things you learn about yourself is so amazing and beautiful. And all the value you give, truly,
Thank you.
Just so beautiful that you'll walk away feeling very different, empowered, and you'll feel the shifts. Don't be surprised if there will be people who no longer serve you quietly drifting away from you. And that leaves space to allow the people who are supposed to be next to you to drift in towards you. So
baby.
I love it. What's Absolutely. Your why? Why do you do what you do, my love?
So well.
You're just such a positive.
Thank you.
You're sincere about it. There are people out here who do this stuff, blah, 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 and they're not sincere. You are like dripping. Every cell of you is dripping love, dripping energy, dripping wanting to help other people.
Absolutely. So it started in, when I was young, I always wanted to do something in a helping profession. I always wanted to help people. And as I went through my own hard space in life, I realized that I want to make sure that people don't ever, I'm one of those people that I don't ever want anyone to go through the things I went
through. Yes, me too.
You know how there's like those, there's two different types of people who would be like, oh, well, I had a hard life, so you should too.
That's right.
I am the opposite. I'm like, I had a hard life, so I hope no one ever has to. I will be the one to take this pain so that everyone else can be okay.
Yeah, I say, I'll stand in the arena and I'll take the shots.
Yeah.
As long as the people sitting there take the opportunity that is created for me taking the shots. That's why we were sent in so strong.
Absolutely.
So that we can take the shots. It's not that we enjoy it, but we're willing to do that as long as the people take the opportunity to be the best that they can be, to be able to grow, to be able to see that light, to be able to understand that there are people out there who really sincerely want to help them, and that's you. So, but what's your why?
It was, like I said, I wanted to help others, but when I had my children, of course, it shifted into, I want to make sure that my children and these next generations can be better. They can understand that they're in charge. They're in charge of their minds, of their bodies. They can take charge of what their future looks like and make it a better world. I want to create impact. I want to raise the vibration of the planet. I want to raise the vibration of the world and have everyone be, better and happier. Yes. I think everyone should be attuned, to Reiki. Everyone should be doing all of these things. Reiki is like I call it a massage for the soul because that's what it feels like.
Yeah.
And everyone should be doing this, getting this, feeling this, having this.
And just think about what you're doing with those three beautiful girls that you have, is that you as a role model of what you do and going out in the world and being the strong woman that you are and showing them that, yes, I can do this and showing them that anything is possible is such a gift, not only to them, but to the world, because the future world, these are our future leaders, will be able to see, and they just see this. This becomes part of their DNA, whereas it was more learned for us because they used to call me a witch back in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the 70s. Don't do math. because I was doing herbs and aromatherapy and all these things because it was just resonating in me and I had to keep it quiet. And now it's like a thing. So I'm glad it's a thing.
I know. And my children are spreading this also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They spread their word with their friends. So it's creating an impact on multiple levels.
Absolutely. I want to have you back. Oh my gosh. Caitlin Rizza, Soul Aligned Warrior. Please go see her at her website, soulalignedwarrior.com. Thank you all for joining us today at Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I hope we earned the privilege of your time. I want to thank our guest today, Caitlin Rizza. And I hope that we see you next Saturday. Same place, same bat channel. Until next time, I am Lorianne Cass. Show up for play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up big. Make it a great day. Have a really good one. Bye, everyone. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.